Right now, the business of buying and selling social media followers, especially on Twitter, is a hot topic. A recent New York Times piece revealed some celebrities, businesses, and others who have bought followers from companies. Many of the followers for sale, though, aren't really people. They're bots, some with profiles based on real user info. Beyond the worry of stolen identity and faked popularity is an even bigger question. Why do so many people care about their numbers? Is how many followers you have really that influential on your success? Steve Knoll is a marketing and social media instructor at Madison College. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Cool. Thanks for having me again.
Well, fake followers, what are they and why can we buy them?
So what they are, these are basically accounts that have been set up either using a fictional name or in a lot of cases, they've gone out and copied profiles. So it's actually a real person's name with their actual picture, but it's not them. And then these companies can go out and sell them to people for literally, you know, pennies per follower or like. So they can really help boost up a business or somebody who's really trying to show online credibility by having a large number of followers.
And that New York Times piece I mentioned followed one young woman, a real human, from the Midwest, I think.
I believe she was from Minnesota.
And she had a real name and a real profile. And they copied that
picture
of her, same tagline. But all of a sudden, she's tweeting stuff for businesses. She's tweeting in languages she doesn't speak, this other
She was 17 at the time. And she was actually being used to sell direct traffic to porn sites.
Right.
So she's 19 now. But at the time when this all started, she was underage.
Why, if I'm a business or a celebrity, why do I want a fake follower? What good does that do me?
A lot of it is it's credibility. It's for example, if there was a company in Wisconsin that made homemade soap and they wanted to sell it to people through their website, they could find a local blogger that writes about like organic and homemade products, and they could say, "Hey, would you send out a message on my account?" Kind of endorsing me, and they would say, "Sure, I've got 100,000 followers. The going rate for about 100,000 followers is $2,000. So if you pay me $2,000, I will send out a message promoting your soap." So, you know, you would do it, and then of course the message would go out. Whether or not of those 100,000 followers, the big question is how many of them are real, honest followers? How many of them are artificial?
And I've heard cases of, hey, somebody's trying to sell a book to a publisher. That publisher says, "Oh, you only have 800 followers.
Sure.
Oh, you've got 10,000 followers."
Well, yeah. You must be credible if all these people are following you, and that herein lies the quandary, because buying followers is not illegal. But it's not unillegal. It's you know, in the digital wild west we're in now, there's all these new things coming up, and the law moves so slow, we don't have a chance to really kind of establish law. So it's very much a gray area we're in.
Officially, I understand it, a place like Twitter says, you can't do this. You can't sell accounts.
Correct.
You can't make up accounts and sell them.
But they've also said that as many as 10 or 15% of all Twitter accounts are fake. Facebook has also said, yes, some of our accounts are fake. They claim it's under that figure, but other people have said both Facebook and Twitter, about 10 or 15% of the accounts are not real accounts.
And from a social media website's perspective, they want to have a big number of total users.
Yep, for sure.
Maybe they don't want to be too vigilant about cracking down on that.
Well, and that's kind of the irony. The other thing, too, is, people, the public who may be, mad about this, human beings say one thing and do another thing all the time. And Facebook kind of got their hands slapped a couple years ago when they were kind of saying, okay, we're going to kind of go crack down on fake account. From now on, you have to use your real name on your account so we can verify you're real. And a lot of people, there was a huge outcry against doing that because people said, oh, I don't want to use my real name on Facebook. So you have people on one hand saying, oh, yeah, Facebook needs to do more, or Twitter needs to do more. But on the other hand, there are people saying, yeah, but as long as it doesn't impact me personally. So these big media companies are really kind of stuck in the middle of trying to do the right thing.
Talking to Steve Knoll from Madison College about fake followers on social media, followers for sale if you want to buy them to inflate your numbers. Steve, we hadn't planned on talking about this today, but news broke today, indictments against Russians for election interference.
Oh, yes.
And lots of fake accounts.
Yes.
Tell us what happened there.
So basically what they're saying is that, yes, they have now been able to identify Russian nationalists, people in the country that have been working with a company out of Florida that was basically buying and setting up fake accounts and then propagating and spreading either fake news or real news with a very, you know, left or right angle to it, because there's a difference between fake news and opinion news. So big difference there. Everyone calls it fake news, but there's more to it than that. In fact, we just saw it even today. There's been a large spike in these accounts. See, we know who these fake accounts are, some of them at least, and they're being monitored. And they even saw today a large spike in messages going out on gun control with the recent school shooting. So some of them are going out and, you know, hyping up the, you know, Second Amendment, you know, but then other ones are saying, no, gun control. Because the whole idea is just to make everybody on both sides a lot more angry and inflamed, so we keep fighting with each other. This has been a big campaign that the Russian government has been, it's been implied that they've been doing. Today's indictments show there actually is now a legal court case for it.
And it's not just gun control the last 2 days.
Correct.
This is, they've been playing kind of both sides of a lot of
issues. They've been
playing
this for a long time. It has been known that they've really been using it to you know, help Trump and hurt Clinton in the election. That's well known. But certainly these you know, Russian bots, and really a lot of these anonymous or fake bots have really been out there. They're really, you know, do you want to go to the left? Do you want to go to the right? Just they'll take whatever opinion you want. You just write them a check, and they'll put out opinions one way or the other.
Or buy my soap.
Or buy your soap. Yes, correct.
So what is a user to do, right? You're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a picture of the grandkids.
Right,
oh,
yep.
Somebody just got married, whatever. Oh, here's this inflammatory news article.
Well, what I always tell people is if you see something on Facebook that immediately triggers an emotion, especially anger, or a story that says, aha, that's exactly what I thought. Here's proof that this person's awful. Right then and there, that should be a sign that this is probably made up. And it's. I always tell people, think before you click, you know, or share. That's the thing is, though, people on both the left and right equally are sharing this stuff without thinking. They're both to blame. And that's part of it is, you know, when you get a friend request on Facebook, you got to verify, do you know this person? You know, a lot of times I've been amazed how many friends, you know, I'll get a friend request on Facebook and it says, this person knows three of your friends. And I'll look at that friend request and go, oh, this is so obviously fake. I can kind of see through it. And I've contacted my friends and I'm like, do you know this person? They're like, no, they friended me and I just accepted it. And I'm like, they're fake. That's a bot. You've got to delete them. What if they're a real person? Trust me, they're not.
Well, but often you'll see that story. And I've seen this in my own family from both ends of the political perspective. An actual fake news story, something made up, supporting one side or the other.
Yeah. The Pope endorsing Trump was a fake news story.
Right.
That's a real fake news story.
So stories like that coming from family members, I know it's them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we come up with some kind of hygiene, some kind of etiquette to track that back?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, though, I've mentioned that to people to followers or friends of mine. I've said, hey, do you realize this is a fake story? And it seems like then I get in trouble for being
right.
The bad
you're on the other side.
Yes, and I've had numerous friends of mine who have openly criticized me for being one of them. And so I just
open your eyes,
yeah,
man.
I just don't say, I know these people are, and I'm just like, you know, I just don't say anything. But part of that is, I mean, if it's dangerous, I certainly will. I will text someone, say, did you just friend me? Because we're already friends and things like that. It's kind of like, oh, I didn't know that. Maybe I was hacked. And I'm like, yeah, you need to look into this because your picture's there. And the only reason I knew it wasn't you is because this picture was from 3 years ago. And I know you changed your hair or something like that. So that's little things like that to be on the lookout is just a real safe way of kind of protecting yourself.
Bringing things back to where we started with these fake followers and this value on the numbers of our followers, whether we're a celebrity or a business or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, it's a number.
It is a number.
We love numbers.
Yeah.
We love metrics. It proves our success. Are we, especially with this Times article and other exposés on this,
it translates to dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to start to move away from looking at this and saying, oh, yeah, that's a valid metric of how successful you are?
Yes and no. I think we will eventually, but this whole thing of digital marketing is still a relatively new frontier. You know, you think about Facebook and Twitter as true business tools. They've really been around for 10 years, where we had how many years for radio and television and billboards and newspapers and all that. I think that eventually, yes, we will get to more insightful and more things that are like about intent and emotion besides just a series of numbers. But I think we're probably still 5 or 10 years away from that technology really being comfortable. You know, we still look at like Nielsen and Arbitron for ratings numbers, even though these numbers are still statistically very flawed, but it's the only system that's out there. So I think that, you know, we're kind of in some weird areas, and we're just going to have to be there for a while and try to do some other stuff on the grassroots level.
But by the time we figure out how to deal with Facebook and Twitter numbers, who's going to care about Facebook and Twitter? It's going to be something else and something else.
And it's not just Facebook and Twitter. That's the thing is, though, all these fake followers and fake bots, they're on Snapchat, Instagram, everything. It's not just, you know, Facebook and Twitter are you know, the big machines. So they're the ones that get all the blame. But really, it's anything. You know, there's an expression that says, if it's free, you're the product. So your Snapchat was free, your Instagram was free, your Twitter's free. So therefore, these companies are mining you for your data. And it is. It's very, very valuable. You know, and that's the given number is 100,000 followers is worth $2,000.
We'll leave it there for now, Steve. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Great. Thank you for having me again.
That's Steve Knoll, marketing and social media professor at Madison College. He joined us to talk about fake followers on social media. You can share your thoughts with us when you follow us on Twitter at Central Time WPR, but not if you're a robot.